Guardian Unlimited.
Hello, I'm Bobby Johnson, and welcome to this special Tech Extra programme, coming to you on the day when Microsoft has announced it wants to buy Yahoo for $44.6 billion in cash and stock. Alex Kwiatkowski is speaking to a share dealer right now, so I'm flying the plane for this special, and joining me to chew over the details are The Guardian's Charles Arthur and Jemima Kish. Welcome to you both.
Hello.
Now, it's a big day, so before we start, let's hear what Steve Ballmer, the Microsoft CEO, had to say in a conference call to the city and press earlier this afternoon.
We're all very excited about today's announcement. We also see this announcement as the next major milestone in Microsoft's company-wide transformation to embrace online services and to invest very successfully in search and advertising. We've been engaged in conversations with Yahoo management off and on for the last 18 months. If you look at Microsoft and Yahoo, our companies really do share a vision for the potential of online services and advertising specifically. When you combine the strengths of our two companies, the result will be an incredibly efficient and competitive offering for consumers, for advertisers, and for publishers.
Pretty audacious bid there from Steve to take control of Yahoo. But we know that the two have been in talks previously for the last 18 months or 2 years. So Charles, why do you think now is the time that they've announced this?
I think it's very clear. Yahoo's just announced results on Tuesday, which for the eighth successive quarter were disappointing to Wall Street. And Jerry Yang didn't offer the sort of strategy that he said he would have when he took over from Terry Semel last year. Basically, Yahoo has been going down and down. It's been losing market share to Google. And the time is right for Microsoft to strike, because Yahoo's stocks got marked down so severely after the results had announced. So Microsoft can come in with a very high bid. This is 60% over its stock price. I think that by the time the US market opens, by the time you're listening to this podcast, that that premium against the stock price will have run into quite a bit, because I'm sure people are going to be buying Yahoo stock on the expectation that they'll make a tidy profit if and when the Microsoft bid goes through.
So, Jemima, what do you think's in this? I mean, Yahoo, to kind of webby people like us, Yahoo's a bit of a, you know, it's a bit of a fuddy-duddy brand these days. But then again, so's Microsoft to a lot of people. So what's really in it for the companies?
It makes so much sense. I mean, I don't think any of us were really that surprised by the deal. Yahoo's quite kind of fluffy and teenage and very kind of consumer-focused, but there's been a sense that it's not really that sharp commercially and perhaps not quite as savvy technologically as Google and all their very clever mathematicians. So Yahoo needs to step up technologically and corporately. Microsoft has obviously superb technology and huge market share, but it's not consumer-friendly enough. And MSN, which is its kind of consumer-facing content side, has never really been that convincing, and it's an absolute, you know, it's a totally logical fit. I mean, there'd be lots of structural problems about combining the two companies, but it makes perfect sense.
I think we'll come back to the structure later, because I think that's a really interesting point. One thing I'm as you mentioned, Charles, this is a 62% I think premium over the stock price as it is at the moment,
as it stands before the market opens.
At its lowest point for a very long time, and it's interesting because it seems to me that this is an attempt by Microsoft to scare off other possible bidders. You know, everyone's circling around Yahoo as a kind of corpse waiting to be picked up. But, I mean, obviously Google is the elephant in the room here. This is what they're all trying to fight against. And Ballmer mentioned Google plenty of times when he was talking to journalists. I mean, what do they get out of it in terms of fighting against their biggest rival?
I think that for Yahoo, if it can get Microsoft behind it, if, and it's a huge, huge if they can make the integration work, then Microsoft gets the strategic benefits that it moves itself online as it wants to. Towards the end of that conference call, there was a very interesting little quote from, I think it was Kevin Rowlands, who said, you know, in time there will be a Windows Live, that is an online version of Windows, there will be an Office Live, and there will be things that we'll be doing with Yahoo. There are all sorts of powerful opportunities, he said, powerful brands. The key thing for Microsoft would be it would be able to leapfrog from its position today, where it's very split. It doesn't quite know where it is. Jemima mentioned that there's MSN, which is a sort of consumer-facing, but there's also Microsoft Live. If you go to live.com, you'll find a page which doesn't give you much indication that it's run by Microsoft, but it is. And it's sort of a web searchy thing. So is that the same as MSN? You know, why can't they get the two together? I think that actually the simplest way for Microsoft to benefit from this would be simply to put a little Yahoo, and then in brackets, owned by Microsoft, and simply dump MSN, dump Live, and just put the whole thing behind the Yahoo site.
It does seem to be, in many ways, a tacit admission that MSN and the Live brand have kind of done nowhere near what Microsoft
they're
wanted to do.
They're going completely nowhere.
The thing about Terry Semel, obviously, was that as a former Warner Bros. Executive, he wanted to come in and differentiate Yahoo from Google by giving it more personality and making it more content focused and move into what was then a very kind of new space and that he wanted to really create. But it didn't work. I don't think anyone was really convinced by the kind of content offerings on Yahoo. And actually, that doesn't really make any money. And that's a major reason why Google has kind of moved ahead, because, you know, I'm not sure if Yahoo are still saying this, but there was a time when Google said, we are a technology company, and Yahoo said, we are a media company. And that might be slightly worrying for media companies out there who are now seeing Yahoo having to properly sort of consolidate their technology side of their business and prove that their focus is on providing services for people rather than trying to, you know, be an everything to everyone content portal.
Well, it is. I mean, in a way, it is everything to everyone, for many people. Probably, you know, for the kind of an older generation of people or a younger generation who use Yahoo Messenger and things like that.
That's what they've been trying to restructure, though, isn't it? Because they have their fingers in just too many pies. There's too much going on. They need to refine their business, and I think that's what the 100-day review was about.
I think both companies seem to be in exactly that same position, you know, and it remains for me to understand quite how they're not just going to have their fingers in, like, twice as many fingers in the same amount of pies. It doesn't necessarily seem to work. But
you only have to look at the MSN front homepage and the Yahoo homepage and see what an incredible mess it is. Mm. You know, and Yahoo, you sort of look through it and you find a little button that says more things, and you click it and you get an absolute ton of things. I mean, it's to call it sprawling, it's more like an excerpt.
So here's a question for you. I mean, Yahoo's strategy over the past couple of years, they've bought in a lot of these exciting, trendy kind of Web 2.0 companies. Flickr came in, Delicious,
well, they're the
upcoming.
Ones we use, aren't they? I don't use Yahoo Mail.
They're the ones now that a lot of
Zimbra.
People... Yeah, exactly. All of these are in place. But they've kind of got a dud, really, haven't they? They've spent this money and then Microsoft's going to come in and buy it all anyway. Where did Yahoo go wrong? What's their failing that's left them in this terribly weak position?
Well, Google sort of experiments with things that don't work entirely well. Let's not forget that Google Video, you know, just flopped and they had to buy in YouTube. That was $1.65 billion. And it is important for companies to go and try loads of different features. So perhaps it's just more a case of them not sort of managing the resources that they put into those well enough. Maybe they just
it all comes back in the end to search. If people are don't go to your site to search, then these days you're at a big disadvantage. The thing that Google did so well, and I think it's often overlooked, is tying in its AdSense, its AdWords system into Google search. It meant that it got all that revenue, whereas Yahoo has struggled again and again trying to get what's called its Panama search system, which would put ads, relevant ads, up beside searches. It's kept on trying to get that right, kept on not getting it right, and it's been a real terrible mess for it. So that's
absolutely right. A search is absolutely central to the whole thing. And yes, if Microsoft and Yahoo are one big micro company, then they appear to be much better able to tackle Google and take them on. But how are they actually going to do that? I mean, Google just has this incredible presence on people's computers. How can they really?
Well, I think, you know, let's not underestimate that between Yahoo and Microsoft, they have about 40% of the search market, something around that.
Google has 58.
Well, yeah, but, you know, there's no other company that they could combine to chase that. So, you know, when the offer's on the table, it's kind of the best one that they can try. But obviously, you know, the marriage of the advertising systems that both have put in place versus the search engines they've got. I mean, you know, those things are going to pan out over time. But there are going to be huge problems if this deal happens, bringing these two companies together. I mean, Charles, you're pretty sceptical about how they could possibly integrate.
I think it's going to be an enormous, enormous challenge. Tony Scott is the new chief information officer at Microsoft. He was appointed early in January. He used to be at Walt Disney. Now, here's the challenge he's going to have to face, is to integrate the technologies of these two companies. Here's the problem. Yahoo is the biggest user of PHP, the web scripting language, on the net. Everything is based on putting up pages which are generated by PHP. PHP is open source and it has a GPL style license. Microsoft isn't going to like that. It's going to want to move everything to ASP, which is its Active Scripting Program. It's going to want to Active Server Pages, which is its own PHP like technology, except it's its own. Yahoo runs on FreeBSD, which is a sort of GPL style license. It's a free and open source product. Microsoft with Hotmail, when it bought Hotmail back in 2000, or slightly earlier, but in 2000 it moved that from FreeBSD to its own Windows Server. Trying to do all that across Yahoo is going to be the most horrendous mess, and I think they'll lose many more than 1,000 employees doing that.
Yeah, I think we can clearly see if the idea is Microsoft marries its technology with Yahoo's brand and reach, the trouble is that they have to relayer the two together, and how they match is going to be very difficult, I think. But it's obviously going to be very difficult for Yahoo's executives to turn down an offer like this. We're going to see where this goes and see how it pans out over the course of the next few days. But I'm off for a stretch in rehab now, as it's apparently the fashionable thing to do. Yeah, I'll be back in about a month. But in the meantime, thanks to Charles and Jemima, you'll both be back as normal, with Alex Kwiatkowski in the hot seat as usual. Don't forget, you can follow the coverage of this story and register for the podcast to be sent to you each week at guardian.co.uk/technology. But for now, goodbye and thanks for listening.
Guardian Unlimited.